You're listening to the Agentic Engineer Podcast. Weekly AI agent intelligence for builders. I'm your host, and with me as always is my co-host. Let's get into it.
Issue 16. Agentic commerce goes B2B. Amazon is licensing its shopping agent to outside retailers. Perplexity drops production data showing agents cut knowledge work time 87%. DeepSeek V4 Pro beats GPT-5.5 on precision. And the hot take, Ladybird killed public pull requests because AI-generated contributions broke open source. Let's go.
All right, the big one this week. Amazon is licensing its Alexa for shopping agentic technology to third-party retailers. Kate Spade is the first public customer. And the deployment timeline is 60 days.
60 days from contract to production shopping agent. That's insane. No ML team, no prompt engineering, no 18-month build. You just connect your product catalog and inventory, and boom. Production-ready agentic commerce.
The backstory is what makes this make sense. Alexa for shopping generated $12 billion in incremental revenue for Amazon's own retail operation. When your internal tool makes $12 billion, the licensing opportunity dwarfs keeping it proprietary.
But here's what I keep thinking. Every retailer who adopts this is running on AWS infrastructure. Storing data in AWS. Probably using Bedrock on the side. The agent is the wedge. The cloud bill is the real business model. It's the same playbook Amazon always runs.
You're not wrong. But for the retailer, do they care? If the agent drives conversions that justify the licensing cost, the fact that they're locked into AWS is just a cost of doing business. The alternative is hiring an AI team and spending 18 months building something worse.
Sure, but I want to push back on the 60-day number. That's deployment time. That's not time to value. How long until the agent actually knows your catalog well enough to make contextual recommendations? How long until customer trust is established? Deployment is not the hard part.
Fair point. The agent handles the full purchase journey though: discovery, comparison, recommendations, cart management, checkout, post-purchase support. All conversational. The customer talks to it like a knowledgeable salesperson. If it works as advertised, Shopify and Salesforce have a serious competitive response to plan.
What I think people are missing is the pattern Amazon is establishing here. You build an agent that works for your own business. You prove it at scale. Then you license it to the industry. That's the playbook. Every company with a working internal agent should be thinking, can I sell this to my competitors?
Quick hits. DeepSeek V4 Pro just beat GPT-5.5 Pro on precision benchmarks. First time a Chinese open-weight model has cleanly topped OpenAI's flagship in a head-to-head metric. 267 Hacker News points in 8 hours.
The moat between closed and open keeps shrinking. Every week. At this point, the argument for paying OpenAI premium prices over running open weights is getting thinner and thinner.
Two Anthropic launches on Bedrock in 1 week. Opus 4.8 went GA June 1st for agentic coding, with longer autonomous runs and mid-session error recovery. Then today, Fable 5 dropped with Mythos class capabilities behind built-in safeguards.
The Fable 5 architecture is interesting. Harmful prompts automatically fall back to Opus 4.8. The unrestricted version, Mythos 5, stays behind a velvet rope for vetted customers only. So they're shipping the powerful model, just with a safety net baked in.
If you're building agent workloads on AWS right now, you have the full Anthropic stack on Bedrock with IAMAuth, guardrails, and knowledge bases. That's the whole package.
AWS MCP server got cross-account and cross-role support. Agents can now reach into other AWS accounts using IAMROLE assumption. Previously, you needed one MCP server per account. Now one agent session covers your entire org.
Big deal for enterprise. Multi-account setups where prod, staging, and shared services live in separate accounts. That's literally every company over 50 engineers.
Also, Aurora MySQL got Akiro power for production database migrations. Describe your source instance, get compatibility checks and migration commands generated automatically. Removes the stare at 200 pages of migration docs phase.
And OpenAI ship lockdown mode for ChatGPT. It limits outbound network requests to prevent data exfiltration from prompt injection. Uses deterministic mechanisms, not AI-evaluated rules. Simon Willison's been talking about the lethal trifecta, and this cuts the exfiltration leg.
Notable admission there, default ChatGPT settings don't fully protect against determined exfiltration without this mode enabled. So they're basically saying, yeah, we know the default is vulnerable, here's an opt-in fix.
Paper breakdown. Perplexity published production data, not benchmarks, showing autonomous agents cut knowledge work time by 87%. From 269 minutes to 36 minutes on matched tasks.
And cost drops 94%. But the number that matters most isn't the time savings. It's the expansion effect. Users don't just do the same tasks faster. They attempt entirely new categories of work that they never would have tried manually.
Right. A marketing manager runs a competitive analysis that would normally require a research analyst. A developer automates a finance workflow they'd never have attempted. The agent makes previously impractical work feasible.
This changes how you measure agent product success. Don't just track time to completion on existing workflows. Track what new things are users attempting. Your TAM grows with agent adoption. You're not shrinking existing work. You're enabling work that didn't exist before.
The practical takeaway, the ROI of agent products is measured in scope expansion, not just time savings. Build your success metrics around what new things are users doing rather than how fast are they doing old things.
Time saved on this one, 6-minute read versus a 41-minute paper. 6.8x compression. I'll take it.
Tool of the week. Amazon Bedrock Mantle Console. Complete redesign of the Bedrock console, built for the agent developer era.
The old console was pick a model, run a prompt. This one is built for people juggling multiple models, harnesses, and deployment targets. Side-by-side model comparison in the playground. Project-based workflows that persist your configs.
The killer feature, direct connection instructions for Claude Code, Cline, Codex, Cursor, and OpenCode. One click generates the config you need to point your coding agent at Bedrock.
And it natively supports both OpenAI Responses API and Anthropic Messages API. No translation layer. Your existing code that targets OpenAI or Anthropic works against Bedrock by changing an endpoint URL. That's huge for teams who want to swap providers without rewriting.
The auto-generated connection configs alone save 15 minutes of docs reading per model switch. If you're running any coding agent on AWS, bookmark this console. Agent index time. Notable moves this week. DeFi cracked 4 digits for the first time since we started tracking. Plus 1,011 stars. Matching N8N's pace at plus 1,010. Both growing faster than the parent orchestration libraries they depend on.
OpenClaw rebounds with plus 1,568 after last week's lowest ever delta. CrewAI overtook Flowwise in the weekly gain column. Plus 461 versus plus 181. Monster widens its gap over Versal AI SDK for the second consecutive week.
And Strands Agents posted its best week yet at plus 71 as more AWS customers adopt the SDK.
The DeFi and N8N numbers are the story for me. Low-code agent builders are growing faster than the programmatic frameworks. That tells you where the new builder population is coming from. It's not all developers anymore.
Hot take. Lady Bird, the browser project, killed public pull requests this week. The reason, AI-generated contributions broke a fundamental assumption about open source.
Here's the money quote from them, a substantial patch used to imply substantial effort, and that effort was a reasonable proxy for good faith. That assumption no longer holds. That's the exact problem every maintainer is feeling right now.
The uncomfortable truth is most AI-generated PRs are plausible garbage. They pass C. They look right. They even fix the stated issue. But they introduce subtle regressions, ignore architectural decisions, and add tech debt the contributor will never maintain.
And the cost math is brutal. Reviewing one bad PR is 30 minutes. Reviewing 50 plausible but wrong PRs per week kills a project. Lady Bird chose survival. No drive-by contributions. No, I pointed an agent at your issue tracker PRs.
I actually think this is healthy. Open source is entering its gatekeeping era. Maintainers decide what belongs, then answer for consequences. It's overdue.
I half agree. The gatekeeping is necessary right now. But I worry about the long-term effects. Open source grew because the barrier to contribution was low. If you raise that barrier everywhere, you lose the next generation of contributors who would have grown into great maintainers. There has to be a middle ground.
Maybe. But the current state is unsustainable. When effort is no longer a signal of quality or good faith, you need new signals. And right now, nobody has those new signals figured out.
Fair. The tools will catch up. Until then, expect more projects to follow Ladybird's lead.
That's a wrap for issue 16 of the Agentic Engineer podcast. Subscribe to the newsletter at theagentisengineer.waltzoff.net and follow us on YouTube at the Agentic Engineer Pod. Share it with a friend who's building with agents. We'll be back next week. Until then, keep building.